Blackstone Audio presents Soul Catcher by Frank Herbert, read by Scott Brick. For Ralph and Irene Slattery, without whose love and guidance this book would never have been. When the boy's father arrived at Six Rivers Camp, they showed him a number of things which they might not have revealed to a lesser person. But the father, as you know, was Howard Marshall, and that meant State Department and VIP connections in Washington, D.C. So they showed him the statement from the professor and the interviews with the camp counselors, that sort of thing. Of course, Marshall saw the so-called kidnap note and the newspaper clippings, which some of the FBI men had brought up to the camp that morning. Marshall lived up to expectations. He spoke with the measured clarity of someone to whom crises and decisions were a way of life. In response to a question, he said, "I know this Northwest Coast country very well, you understand. My father was in lumber here. I spent many happy days in this region as a child and young man. My father hired Indians whenever he could find ones who would work. He paid them the same wages as anyone else. Our Indians were well treated. I really don't see how this kidnapping could be aimed at me personally or at my family. The man who took David must be insane." Statement of Dr. Tillman Barth, University of Washington Anthropology Department. "I find this whole thing incredible. Charles Hobohet cannot be the mad killer you make him out to be. It's impossible."